The post office's creed says that neither snow nor heat nor gloom of night stays the letter carriers from their appointed rounds. But after Tuesday's sunshine began to melt the memories of New York's brutal winter, it appears as if the old motto might apply to a new group. Customers at Nathan's Hot Dogs.
This is Coney Island, Stillwell Avenue.
Even in sub-freezing temperatures, locals and tourists alike flock to Nathan's because it's one of the few boardwalk businesses open during the off-season.
It's a lot smaller than I remember it.
Bob Barrows is one of those worldwide visitors who come to Coney Island even when snow and ice clog the beach. This year, Bob's visiting from Buenos Aires, Argentina, but he grew up in Brooklyn and remembers coming to Nathan's 45 years ago.
I remember then it was just long lines of people waiting to buy hot dogs and us waiting in line.
Despite the cold, he and his family gathered for a traditional Coney Island meal, just feet from the beaches where chilly waves lapped at the shore. Haim Haddad works around the corner from Nathan's at the Coney Island Beach Shop.
I'm here to get the new stuff, merchandise for 2011. And I got some delivery. I got like a phone call I must answer. I'm here like 4 to 5 hours a day.
He knows customers visit Nathan's frequently, so he's in the store even on snowy days to take advantage of the nearby business.
People, you know, come every day to Nathan, no matter how much it's heavy the snow. You see people, they come to Nathan.
He says that visitors like Barrows flock to the boardwalk in winter because it's not crowded and the snow and ice are unique beauty.
People, they come around. When it's snow, more people, they come down here. I come to see the area. It's beautiful. Really, it's different.
Haddad told me he's thankful for those hot dogs because without Nathan's, his business wouldn't be here.
Of course, if Nathan's not here, I'm not here.
From Coney Island, Nick DeSantis, Pavement Pieces.